You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Hey, 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 what is up? What's happening? Super excited for another leader interview, and this is going to be amazing. You're going to want to pay close attention, get your pad and pen or writing utensil or iPad or whatever it is that you use. I don't know. Why should I have to dictate what you use? Use whatever you want. And so we're going to have some fun on here. We have model, actress, philanthropist, amazing talent. But as far as network marketing, it's even more impressive. And so has, started network marketing at the age of 23, has been in network marketing, building network marketing for 10 years, and has only made around $10 million. So that's not too bad if you think about it, or if you don't think about it, it's still a lot of money, right? It's pretty darn good and pretty impressive. But she is just a social media rock star. She, has all kinds of different people that want to know what she's wearing, where she's traveling to, what she's modeling today. And so we're really, really excited to have on Emily Vavra. Emily, how are you?
Hey, Ray. I'm laughing so hard as you read all that. You're so funny. I am great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being on here. I appreciate it.
I'm so excited. You know, it's as I look back, like you've been a mentor to me through the years. Oh. And so it's really awesome to be connecting with you.
Appreciate that. I think we shared the stage once.
Yes. Yep.
And we've been on stages together at different times, but I don't think you and I have ever spend a lot of time talking. So it'll be nice to talk to you a little bit more.
Yes.
That's awesome. So you started at 23. What got you into network marketing at 23?
Oh my goodness. I was trying to find my purpose in life. I knew how to work hard, but I didn't know how to create freedom and build something of my own. I was a massage therapist. I nannied four boys on the side. Wow. I started my own website where I did like at-home massages, plus went into people's kitchens and taught them how to eat clean. And I was doing 100 things, getting nowhere fast. And then I met a woman at the gym in Minnesota at the time. And she, casually mentioned to me something about nutritional products. And I was like, okay, I don't know what the heck she was talking about, but I liked her. I liked her energy. She was cool and just a nice person. So we connected on Facebook. And then that's where I Facebook creeped her for about 9 months. And saw her start to build her network marketing business and just, working from home, working in Lululemon workout pants, just designing her days. I had little to no expectation or idea of how much money she was making. Sure. What I loved, what I saw is that she was having fun. She was her own boss. And that's what I wanted. So I contacted her and I said, is your company hiring? And we met up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and that's where I got the spiel. And that's the day my life changed forever.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious just to go back. So what year was that when you had a website for like clean eating and stuff? That seems like it was kind of ahead of its time.
Yes. That was in 2009.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Nowadays, that's very, very popular. But I think back then that seems like it was ahead of its time.
Totally. And yeah. I was just trying to figure out like how to build something of my own. And, I had no idea how to do it, really.
Right. And just think like, how many people out there are trying to figure out, their thing that could really benefit from, network marketing.
Oh my gosh.
Having a presentation support and all those different things. That's really cool. Did you struggle? A lot of times I get comments of, hey, I'm super young. How the hell do I build network marketing? Did you find it difficult at a young age to do it, or were you natural at it?
Oh gosh, yeah, of course it was difficult. I mean, I didn't have any personal development. I really want people to understand that, other than the way I grew up being an athlete and just being raised by a single mom. Like, I had never read a personal development book in my life. Wow. And my mentor was 10 years older than me. And so suddenly I'm put around, you know, I'm 23 and I'm put around 30 and 40 year olds. And what was so amazing about it is it was just forcing me to grow up a little faster. I mean, they were 10 steps ahead of me. And so I was just modeling their behavior. But the thing was, when I was 23, and if my friends who were still in college or just getting out, if they weren't into it, I literally enrolled their parents. One of my six-figure earners is one of my best friend's moms from high school. And so
that's
the thing that's so great, is that this is for anyone. And yeah, of course I would bring in some people around my age at the time, but I really tended to just bring in, you know, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds. I was acting a little different than people even my age, which I think is a beautiful thing. I was just more responsible. I was learning more. I was into personal development. You know, I traded, you know, drinking for, you know, for reading and going to conferences. Like, I just changed so much thanks to this profession.
That's awesome. Talk to me about, because I bet there's some people interested in this. Talk to me about so you would prospect your friend says no thanks. It's like, hey, let me get with your parents, right? Like, how did that conversation go?
Yeah. Well, the cool thing is, like, growing up, like, I was at their house and we kind of had our own little relationship. And so just like reaching out to anyone, you know, just because it's my best friend's mom, like, it's not different. I still treat her for her. And she was a nurse, full-time nurse at the time. And I just said, you know, Mama Marina, I've got a product for you that I think you would love. When are you available? I want to catch up with you. Can you go to coffee? And I kept it as that. Like, I called her nickname. I didn't change my vocabulary with her. And I think that's something that people do a lot. Like, if you know someone really well, still talk to them the way you know them. Don't whip out all your lingo, you know?
Lose their minds. They enter network marketing, and before they were able to talk to humans, and then they're like, you know, it's just like weird. So yeah, I love that you said that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so you led with the product and just went met with her, and how did you bring up the business? I mean, I'm just curious because I know people.
Yeah. So sometimes I'll capture someone with the product, but it's always both, always. And I want to keep that so clear. And I believe that's why I had success early on, because if you don't talk about a business, how are people going to know that there's a secret business? They won't know. So every single meeting I go into, maybe there's a leading point, like they wanted the solutions that our products provide, whatever. But I go into it saying, this is everything that we provide. So I'm sharing with you all the things we provide, and I'm sharing with you how to get our products paid for, because most everyone I work with does that. And then I also share my inclusive and exclusive vision. So I'm always sharing with them. And this is something, Ray, that not enough people do. And when I came in, I want to keep this so clear. Like, I was driving a purple Saturn. I literally bought nothing new for 2 years. I had an old desk. I mean, people see me now, they know I love clothes and things like that. But I sacrificed to have the life I have now, and I wouldn't trade that for anything. But when I went into meetings, I acted as if. And when I would go in, I would share with them, keep the meeting all about them, what they want, how I can serve them. But I would say, you know, Ray, is it okay with you if I share with you what I'm doing with this and how you could be a part of it? And I would share with them, I'm in this for the long haul. I've committed to 10 years to this, and I'm looking for other people like you that want to join my leadership team. And we're on a mission, and I believe everybody deserves residual income. So however much you want to get involved, I feel obligated to share this with you, because I'm in this for the long haul, and we're gonna really work to help people achieve financial freedom. That's what I would like, you know, and people are like, they're just like, even if they left the meeting signing up on a pack, they knew in their brain, like, A, if I like this, she can help me get it paid for. B, I'm in the organization, might as well collect some volume. And then from there, I'd invite them into our community, which is really powerful.
Yeah, that's, I love that. That's awesome. And, you know, most people don't have a long-term vision. They don't have that thing. So most end up following someone who does.
Right.
And so I agree with you in that. I think most reps, they go to the person and say, do you have a vision for this? And of course they don't, because right. they don't know enough about it. They haven't wrapped their head around it. And so you saying, I love that you ask permission too. Very purpose. I love your words, man. They're awesome. So is it okay if I share it? Right. That's really, really powerful. I mean, no one's going to say no, thank you.
Right.
Like, well, yeah, but you've gained permission. You've gained a yes. And yeah. you've gained a little bit of acceptance of permission, and you're giving them, here's a vision that you could easily snap yourself into, because I know you don't have one.
Yep.
And you're not saying that, right? But that's a really, really powerful way. And anyone could do that. I mean, you don't have to be superstar million-dollar earner to say your vision for.
No. And that's the thing. I was making like $100 a week at the time when I said that.
Yeah.
And even one of my friends who's been involved for a long time now, and he was someone that owned a gym, someone that I was the chicken list, right? I was doing the meeting with him, and he says to me to this day, he goes, Emily, the day we did that meeting, I thought you were making like six figures. He goes, I didn't know. I didn't care. It was your conviction and where you were going, and the train was leaving the station, and I needed to be on the train.
Yes. Yes. You know? Like I had a line that I used. I said, listen, you know, I'm going to do it with or without you. I'd love to do it
yes.
with you. You're open to it. Great. If not, no big deal. And so like, that's a train leaving the station kind of, you know,
yeah.
phrase. And I agree with that. And I love it too, because you weren't saying how much money you make, which I think would, even if you were making little or big, is a mistake. Because they can't say that when they're brand new, they're not making anything. So they can't say anything. And so I love it that you're painting that vision where you're going, not making promises or hype or saying, here's my checks. So that's really, really powerful. That's awesome. I also love, I'm just like loving everything you're saying. So I'm sorry if I'm repeating so many things, but I love that you said, hey, you know, every person I talk to, I tell both. And it seems like there are a lot of people out there that are really, really good at acquiring customers and either nervous or they think it's, you know, something's wrong with mentioning the business. I think there's something wrong if you don't talk about it. Now, if you shove it down their throat, you know, that's a mistake.
Right.
Then at least tell them about it. It's crazy. So I think, people see you now as a social media rock star and just, you know, influencer and all these different things. But so far, the things you've shared with me have not been social media. What percent in the beginning, what would you say percentage wise was your social media results?
Oh my gosh. I mean, built to a million before even having an Instagram presence. I had 900 Facebook friends when I started. And I'm so grateful for that, because I went to local chamber of commerce meetings. I went to local network. Yeah. And I learned all the skills in talking to people. And even still today, the people that are with me building, they're people that I have relationships with, meaning, you know, maybe we met online, but we take it offline and we spend time together, and they're in this for the long haul with me. Not just, I think sometimes people see people with a lot of followers and they're like, oh, she must just roll out a bad post or product and in floods the DMs. Right. You know, it's like, no, I'm looking for business partners. I mean, yes, I love customers, but definitely in the beginning, like, oh my goodness, the reason I've grown a social media audience is because of network marketing and because of the skills I've learned in network marketing and because of growing a team in network marketing. And though that translates to me and into followers and things like that. And so, and speaking on stages and all the greatness that has come from it. But you know, even today, like I'll meet somebody out there doing life. And my first thing is now is, you know, hey, are you on social media? And I add them on Instagram. I screenshot their account so I can remember to follow up with them and send them a message and then build that rapport. But it's still, it, like we all should know, we got to take it off of social and build that real relationship if you want a long-term customer or business partner.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. And same with me. I had the skills before, or I built the skills, learned the things before social media. A lot of people, where they fall apart is they go to social media in lieu of learning the skills. And it's like, you know what? I'm not very good at talking to people, follow up, closing. I'm going to do social media. And then they get frustrated. What would you suggest to someone who maybe is, they feel like they're working really hard on social media, but they're just not getting any results? What would be some suggestions for you?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm like getting giddy as you say this, because there's so many people that you're enrolling way more people than I ever have because of social media, mm-hmm. but they don't have the income to reflect it. And I always tell people you're missing the whole point of network marketing, of leveraged income, of duplication, of, you know, learn, do, teach, helping other people do what you do, not just being a great saleswoman or man. And so, you know, I always suggest, because I have a lot of people like that on my team. They're amazing at social media. And what I suggest is ask yourself, how many people have I actually talked to today? And how many people have I actually, you know, taught what I do today? Like how many people, you know, did I teach and train today? Or has it all just been transactional on social media? So I really recommend for them to do their own presentations, to start using Zoom. And even one girl I can think of in particular right now on my team, she is so deathly afraid of that. But I'm like, okay, so how about me and you? Let's get all your customers on a Zoom and show them the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And you're doing half of it and I'm doing half of it. And so we just start going together through the motions of it. But, you know, I just really recommend that you take an honest look at, you know, how much time are you spending on social media and how is that reflecting? And I'm a results driven person all day long. So I always like to see, like, are we duplicating? And if it's not working, chances are you just need to shift your daily method of operation. And I know for me, like if I'm on social media all day, I'm not growing the team as I could. I already know that, because if I'm not doing three-way Zooms or welcoming people to the team, or then I'm wasting my time. And so I always, you know, when I have a good day and when we're in growth, it's when I'm on a lot of Zooms, when we're duplicating,
right,
things like that. And so I would, you know, if that's something someone's afraid of, it's like, you just have to start.
Yeah.
You got to start doing it, practicing doing a one-on-one, practicing asking questions. And if you feel like nobody wants the business, you're totally wrong there. You're just not asking good enough questions.
Right. Amen. I love that. What are some social media tips that you would give people? I know we've talked about kind of the other side. What are some things that you've seen? Maybe, I don't know if you have any, you know, newer things that you've learned. I know that you rock Instagram and I don't know what else you want. But any things that have really helped you grow, because you have a lot of followers, have a lot of influence.
You know what it is, Ray? My whole social media changed when I changed my mindset around it. So instead of being like, what should I post? I don't know what to post. I think about, what could I do to help someone? What could I do to serve someone? What could I do to be of value? Mm-hmm. So the minute I shifted my mindset around like, oh, how does this make Emily look good, to how can I be of value? That's when everything started to grow for me. And it's, you know, doing a quick training on here's my three steps to this, or, you know, whatever might add value to someone's life. That's what's attracting people. It's not, oh, she looks great. It's no, this post is really helping. Right. So, and then in between that, I throw in my product. I, and one massive thing that that I believe that can help grow your business is you showing that you're actually helping other people. So screenshotting testimonies, and you know, if they're not comfortable, just block out their name, but or screenshotting when you're in a meeting with someone. This is something, you know, and now we're getting back to meeting in person again, but thank God. But every single time I'm in a meeting, you know, I could tell you story after story after story. Like I'd be in a meeting with a woman and maybe her little the boy is two or three in sitting next to her while we're signing her up, jumpstarting her business. And I would do a selfie of us three. And I would just say, so happy to get Amelia started today. Sure. Single mom, blah, 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 blah. And inadvertently people are seeing that and they're like, whoa, okay. I'm like that. She could help me. Yeah. They see you growing a team. They see you doing something and they want to be a part of it. So I always mix in all that into my social media for sure. So that way, that's how I attract people that actually want to do the business because they see that I am doing the business. Some people, their social media looks so pretty that no one really knows what they even do or that, right. they're invited to the party.
Right.
That
they're invited to the party.
Right.
That. I had, you probably know Shailene Johnson.
Yeah, I love her. Yeah.
She's awesome. And, you know, we had this discussion and I kind of made it into an analogy of, you know, imagine, you know, driving down the interstate and the, you know, the store with no sign in front of it. You're not stopping. you're driving. And that's the same way you're scrolling. If people have to look at your bio to know what you do, then, you know, most people aren't, they're going to keep scrolling. And so, you know, do people know you help people and that they're invited?
Yeah.
That's such a powerful thing. So right now, if you take, you know, if you're watching this, take your phone, look at your Instagram, you know, feed and just, you know, take a look there and say, you know, can I tell what it is that I do, who I help and that other people are invited? You'll probably find that you don't.
Right.
Most people think they do, but they actually don't.
No.
Really powerful. What are maybe some of the influential books that you've read over the years? Like, what are you, big reader, or you prefer other methods, or what is it that has helped you?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I mean, books times 10. What my favorite was Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. I didn't come from a think big family, you know, raised by a single mom in the Midwest. And so, you know, when I got into the
Midwest, where are you from? In Minnesota or?
Minnesota. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like, when I got into this and they're like, how much money do you want to make? What do you want to do with your life? And I'm like, endless possibilities. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I constantly was putting a lid on everything and I had to break through those limiting beliefs. And so definitely that book, huge fave of mine. Robert Kiyosaki, any network marketing book. I mean, I always look at, you know, the areas of belief, right? And so, you know, believing obviously in your product, believing in your compensation plan, believing in your company, believing in network marketing is a huge one. And so, you know, believing in network marketing and then believing in yourself. I find that those two are what are lower numbers for people if you were to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest. And so I kind of look at those areas. I'm like, okay, where do I need to go to work? And typically when people first get started, it's around the profession. So any books
I love that you said that. I'm like, thank God you said that because I talk about that.
Oh, good.
Because I mean, I had achieved a pretty decent status in network marketing before I really believed in myself.
Yeah.
And I believed that the product, the opportunity worked. And, right. and so like it was a solution to a problem. I wasn't the solution. I couldn't believe that I was the solution because I just didn't have that level of belief.
Yeah. But
I believed that something else was a solution. And I think a lot of people, what we say is that they add the ingredient of self-belief in. So they have a solution to a problem, but they're like, well, my self-belief isn't there. So they don't sell and they don't help anybody. And so I love that it's get that belief in the profession. Look around you. There are other people making money. And if you believe that and you believe you got a solution, then you can have success.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. That's why being involved with you is so, I mean, Ray, I followed you. I would YouTube you, like, especially in the beginning, I'd watch, you were doing blogs long before it was even a popular thing. Like, you would transcribe your stuff. You would, and I would watch how you did the three-way call. Like, all this stuff helped increase my belief.
That's awesome.
Like, yeah, if you're hungry for it and if you want it, especially in today's distracted society, like, you gotta figure it out and then channel in and be like, what area do I need to become better at? And so for me, it was like learning the network marketing profession, you know, learning how you duplicate all these things. So I went to work on that. And then of course myself, and it's continually like, I'm always getting better and better and better. But the thing is, it's hard to lead other people if you're not leading yourself. And, you know, that's something that I'm so big on. I train on all the time to lead yourself, get yourself right, your morning routine, your mindset, whatever you believe spiritually. That's what gives me a lot of confidence as a woman to go forward, is having that connection to God and whatever you guys believe. But, you know, those things are so important, and have been pivotal in me having the confidence to move forward in this business, especially when, you know, I didn't have any success.
Yeah, that's awesome. I always see you as up to big things. You always got something big going on. What's something you got going on that you're super excited about right now? Anything, any projects, anything big that you're super pumped up about?
Yeah. Well, so much. But during the pandemic, I was like, what do I do? Because, you know, we're used to flying like every week. It felt like I was doing something. And so I'm like, you know, it's, you know, as Tony Robbins says, it's not happening to you, it's happening for you. So I was like, okay, what can I do with this? So I just threw myself into doing some TV stuff, which has led to other media opportunities, which has led to me building
like TV
out.
Stuff. What does that mean, TV stuff? Like what?
Oh, like NBC, Good Morning America. So because, but I want to make this so clear that I have learned everything because of network marketing. Yeah. I've learned speaking. Cool. I've learned training. I've, you know, and that's the thing that's been so cool. This past year, I've done a lot of like NBC, ABC, Good Morning America, like a lot of segments on things around personal development, business, Women's Day. I just did for Fox.
So it's cool.
All the things though I've learned because of this profession, and I wouldn't be who I am because of this profession. And so, with all that being said, yeah, I've created something called the It's Emily Method, which is a personal development program for not just network marketers. It's for everybody, real estate, all that stuff. And it's just like the tools that I've built up over the past decade that are put together where people can learn and grow and continue to go. So that's what's going on in the moment.
where do people find out more about that?
It'sEmilyMethod.com.
It'sEmilyMethod.com. Very, yep. Very cool.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.